This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? List? Hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Norm Shealy, medical doctor. If you'd like to contact Dr. Shealy's office in Springfield, Missouri, Central Time Zone, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. And the website, if you'd like to go to it, and purchase your vitamins, read optimal health recommendations from Dr. Shealy. That website is normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, I'm still stuck on this article that you sent me a link to, vaccines in your salad, scientists growing medicine pill plants. Well, I just went into the kitchen and talked to the family about it, and everybody's like, oh boy, this is really terrible. And so the one of the hurdles that these researchers that received the $500,000 or $500,000 grant from the National Sciences Foundation have to clear is that the vaccine is not stable at room temperature. So plants, fortunately for plants, they're on our side, and they like the same kind of temperatures we do, right? They like it nice and warm. So hopefully this project that has been funded
I hope it's by the $500,000 failure.
I hope it's a colossal failure. But Dr. Shealy, the National Science Foundation is an independent agency of the United States government.
And well, yeah, but it's still funded by the government, ultimately.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's an agency of the United States government. And it supports research and education in all the... Here's what it says. This is Wikipedia. The National Science Foundation, NSF, is an independent agency of the United States government that supports fundamental research and education in all the non-medical fields of science and engineering. Its medical counterpart is the National Institutes of Health. And they have a budget of $8.3 billion in the fiscal year 2020. So the National Science Foundation is... its work is in education and science, but not medicine. And that's where the grant came from. The grant came from the National Science Foundation into medical research. So now, does that mean that their corporate charter should be revoked because they've strayed outside the bounds of the...
Well, I'd like to revoke 90% of what the government does, personally.
I agree. I'm just suggesting to those legal beagles that there is an opportunity here to possibly shut down the National Science Foundation because they've strayed from their corporate charter. We've got a call coming in, and we'll take that call as soon as Jason clears the call for broadcasting. So this is really serious stuff that you have shared with our class. Dr. Shealy, there's a woman. She's 57 years old. And I don't need to go into her name, but she got the COVID vaccine, AstraZeneca's. She got the first dose. And she started bleeding from her vagina. Now, she has been She hasn't had a menstrual cycle in a couple decades, but according to this article on Daily Mail. But she's bleeding from her vagina, and this has not happened. So, but she's not the only one that this has happened to. Now there are many, many reports of exactly the same symptoms, the same result, from the vaccine. And the article goes on to say that there are nearly 35,000 women in Britain who have complained of suffering heavier periods after getting the vaccine. Do you have any comments about the relationship between the menstrual cycle, the vaccine, maybe what the vaccine does to the body to make this happen?
Well, let's face it, it's a poison. And which organ it poisons most is going to vary from person to person. But in my opinion, I don't want it near my body, let alone in my body. I think it is criminally dangerous.
I
mentioned the other statistic that came out today. There are more deaths from the vaccine this year than were from the so-called virus last year.
Yes. And we are, if I'm not mistaken, we are just about at the same level of deaths as with the Spanish flu in the United States. Not worldwide, but in the United States. So why isn't the media calling this China genocide? Why haven't we broken off all ties with China? Why haven't we said, you know what, all of your bank accounts are shut down? Why haven't
our government is part of the, well, the crime. Let's face it. I think it is an international, worldwide crime, and I think it is run by the Committee of 300 and all of its subdivisions, period.
And the royal family did, the royal family got COVID, as the news reported. President Donald Trump, his wife, and his son got COVID, and they recovered very quickly. So it seems that there is, and that's why I keep saying it's the fog. It's a fog that can get anybody, and it seems like it is, but we, the little people, don't have the same defense protocols that are available to the committee, if you will. But Dr. Shuler, you have been you have been absolutely right on the money when you talked about your thoughts about Dr. Fauci, when you talked about the virus, the protocol to prevent contracting it by boosting your immune system to the best you can get it to go, and all of these things you said way before they became discussed in the mainstream media. All of your thoughts about it have been exactly right on the money. And I don't know if you said the number 13 originally, but I believe you said that the best defense that we have against it is a really strong immune system. And now the numbers, I'm talking 18 months later, 19 months later, now the media is saying that your immune system is 13 times better at protecting you from contracting the virus than the vaccine.
Well, they're only 18 months late.
Yeah, and here we've got some clown that beats us up regularly on the internet, no matter what we say. It doesn't matter who says it, doesn't matter who the instructors are, it doesn't even matter if I'm not on the air. This guy still beats us up. He's a moron. And but yet he can't stop listening to us, because this is where some of the best information, well, actually, overall, the best information available on radio comes from USA Prepares, in my opinion. On, if you take all the topics we cover, health, medicine, you know, farming, all of the repairs, how to fix things, put all that together, and there's nobody that does what we do. And you're the tip of the spear in medicine, Dr. Shuler, and I really appreciate it.
And by the way, kudos to Genesis, because they haven't kicked us off.
Well, yeah.
Like Facebook and Twitter and all those crappy ones.
Well, okay. I'd like to give... I haven't called Ted Anderson in probably a year, and I'm a little late, but I've asked Jason to, you know, if he sees him in the hallway. Ted Anderson is the CEO, the owner of Genesis Communications Network. And three, 4 times a year, I'd call him up and say, hi, Ted. You know, I'd get his voicemail. I'd say, hi, Ted. No need to call back. I just want to say thank you. I'm not sure why you have us on the air, but I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. That'd be the message I'd leave. He'd call me back, and he'd say the same thing. You know, we never get any complaints about you. And that's kind of nice. The other broadcasts get complaints, but we don't get complaints. And why would he want to, you know, field complaints about, you know, what some host said or some guest said or some caller said? I mean, what a nuisance that would be, right? But he doesn't get them about us. And there used to be 87 broadcasts on Genesis Communications Network. Now we're down in the 50s, and what has happened is some of them have left, and some of them have probably been asked to leave, and we have not. And that's a really nice thing. We're allowed to stay. And actually, we cost Genesis money. It cost them money to have us on the air. But I believe they like the content well enough to keep us around. And so we don't... I asked Jason, I asked him a very pointed question within the last couple of weeks. And here's the question I asked. Jason, of all the broadcasts that that you engineer for, on a scale of 1 to 10, in terms of high maintenance versus low maintenance, 10 meaning takes a lot to get that other, you know, those broadcasts running, and 1 would be, you know, takes very little. We are among the least maintenance broadcasts that GCN has. Takes very little to keep us running because we don't cause problems for them. We show up. Now, we do have our share of technical difficulties, things that, you know, like Friday.
Thanks to Century.
Yeah, CenturyLink. Yeah, so thanks to them. And I'm really looking forward to having a nice discussion with them today. And I'm going to ask them. So I spent the entire day on solving this problem. They lied to us. They misrepresented. And how do they want to fix this? What is their recommendation? And we'll see what they say. And I'll let the class know what happened. But I have the direct number to them. I'll give that to you tomorrow after I talk to them, because I want to be able to get through today. If I give you the number today, it'll clog them up, and I won't be able to get through. So I'll give you the number tomorrow, and then you can go tell them whatever you think is happening with your CenturyLink account. So there's another article on the Internet, on the Daily Mail, and it says, COVID, quote, COVID is evolving to become better at spreading in the air. Scientists find alpha-infected volunteers exhale up to 100 times more virus than people who caught the original Wuhan strain, end quote. Goes on to say, the Kent, K-E-N-T, COVID strain is 18 times more transmissible in the air than earlier strains, and the Delta variant is even more transmissible, expert warned in this study. So findings suggest ventilation and masks should be used in the fight against COVID. So masks on, masks off, it keeps changing. But the point is, they're saying that COVID is becoming better at spreading in the air. And isn't that what gain of function research is about? Making it more transmissible and more lethal? Isn't that correct, Dr. Shuley?
Where they seem to want to go.
Did you ever study gain of function when you were in medical school? I never did. I never even heard of it. Well, that's Dr.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shuler is with us, and Dr. Shuler, what I was asking is, when you were in medical school or when you were studying medicine prior to becoming a medical doctor, did you ever hear the term or learn about the term gain of function, or is that a relatively new term?
Well, I increased function would have been what we were told, I suspect.
Okay, increased function, but that sounds like a positive thing. Like, so if we perform this surgery, this person will have increased functionality. Is that what you were talking about?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. Well, that sounds completely different from gain of function, which is how to make a virus more lethal, more deadly, and more infectious and spread better.
Well, I don't think We weren't taught how to poison people.
Right. So, back in the 70s, I was hired by the government to work on a project and to build a computer system for the feds. And it was actually at the state level, which would be rolled up to collect data for the feds. That's really what it was. So the feds released a contract for state agencies to compete to build the best system. And I was one of the competitors. And what happened was the state government hired me. They couldn't find anybody else to do it. So believe it or not, they hired me. They got, I think, 1,200,000 or 1,100,000 per year in the 70s to take 2 years to build this computer system, of which I built. And they had buzzwords back then. I'd have to go to Washington and go to these meetings with all these bureau rats and my competitors from other states. And they came up with terms that in the building of these systems, and one of the terms was called analytic paradigm. And so we would talk about an analytic paradigm, and I have no idea what it is. I mean, we're talking like 50 years later, and I still don't know what one is, but I was required to make one. And there was another term that they used, and that was called conceptual framework. So those were the big buzzwords of that era, analytic paradigm and conceptual framework. I still don't know what either one of those things really means. But the government's big in these buzzword acronyms that makes them feel important. Analytic paradigm, gain of function, conceptual framework. Think about that. We don't speak in those kinds of terms. But increased function, that makes a lot of sense, and we all can understand what that means. We can all understand. But the gain of function, that's an evil term. Conceptual framework, analytic paradigm. Any comments, Dr. Shealy?
Well, again, if the government gets involved, in my opinion, it's negative and costly. I mean, I don't trust anything the government does.
Negative and costly. Well, let me just share with you just a real short story. So when I was building this computer system in the mid-70s, I was required to go to Washington, D.C., and the other competitors who were building the system, you know, the best system was going to be used by Washington, and it'd be rolled out nationally. So it was like a state competition of which six states competed. So we'd meet once a month, and I was the youngest guy in the whole group of people that were involved in this competition. And so one of the things that we had to do, according to the contract with the feds, to get this couple million dollars, was we had something called dissemination and utilization. That was another buzzword or buzz term. And what that meant was, well, we have to tell the other states what's happening, because ultimately they're going to install one of these systems, one of the six systems that's built. One of them is going to be the best, and that's the one that's going to be installed. So we ought to give them a heads up that this is coming and we're working on it. So dissemination and utilization was one of the tasks. And so we're sitting around this great big conference room in the Washington, D.C., and the team leader is describing that we need to share with the 50 states what we're working on. And the discussion is going around the table on how to share this information. And I'm thinking, these guys are all a bunch of bozos, every one of them. I don't get it, because all we have to do is, there's six guys here, and we take turns writing a newsletter, you know, on one page. We put 50 or 49 stamps on it and send it out. They wanted to kill me. They wanted to hire a consulting group to figure this problem out. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's open border policy at the U.S.-Mexico border has become a full-blown humanitarian catastrophe. U.S. Border Chief Raul Ortiz on Sunday.
We're working around the clock to expeditiously move migrants out of the heat elements and from underneath this bridge to our processing facilities in order to quickly process and remove individuals.
An estimated 13,000 Haitians have swarmed the U.S.-Mexico border since late last week. The FBI is reporting they have found the remains in Wyoming that is probably that of missing Gabby Petito.
Full forensic identification has not been completed to confirm 100% that we found Gabby, but her family has been notified of this discovery. The cause of death has not been determined at this time. We appreciate your continued support and patience as we work through this process.
The manhunt for boyfriend Brian Laundrie continues in Florida. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As President Biden went back on vacation over the weekend, many crises continue. One is the U.S. military drone strike in Kabul, Afghanistan in late August. The president claimed the strike killed ISIS-K terrorists, but the following investigation revealed 7 children and 3 civilian adults were killed. Former Secretary of State Republican Mike Pompeo on Fox News says politics is an ugly player in this scenario.
You could see the political pressure, and if there was one thing that drove this failed evacuation, it was the arbitrary political deadline that President Biden set, the arbitrary cap on the number of troops that could be there so we could secure American departure and the departure of our equipment. Those things, these were all political decisions driven down to the military, and I'm confident that the military was under enormous pressure. President Biden said we're going to strike back at the folks who killed the 13 Americans, and we had a strike that clearly failed. It failed to deliver, to protect America, and killed civilians. This is just another piece of an evacuation that was driven by politics and not putting America first and America's national security.
It was the island's first volcanic eruption in 50 years. A volcanic eruption on the Spanish island of La Palma caused thousands to evacuate the area. No injuries were reported at this time. The island is one of Spain's Canary Islands, located off the coast of Africa. About 85,000 residents live on the island. Authorities plan to evacuate 5,000 to 10,000 people living in the area because of ash and lava from the eruption posed a threat to their safety. The blast happened on Sunday. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, Glass, just as an aside, my work with the state government showed me that government projects are supposed to just be unending. You know, they say, okay, we're going to just try this. And it gets extended and extended and extended. And the people who are in the projects get paid a lot of money for very little work. As a matter of fact, I was working for a Fortune 100 company, and I just happened to have a class. I was working on my master's at night, my master's in business. And one of the instructors said, if you want to maximize your salary, you need to change jobs three times in your career. And I had only been working at one job, you know, one real job after my university training. And so I wanted to see if it worked. So I was reading the Wall Street Journal during the lunch hours, and there was an ad for a computer designer. And so it was, you know, a bigger job than I had already accomplished. And I thought, well, I'll just send my resume and see what happens. And so I sent my resume, and the state government said, come on down for an interview. And I said, no, I appreciate it. No, thanks anyway. And they said, look, here's a salary. And I'd just gotten a raise, a big raise for the Fortune 100 company. And they kept raising. They ultimately went to the state government. The Secretary of Labor went to the state government to get an exemption to raise my salary higher than anybody in the state government that would have that job. And it was the highest level of systems design in the state government. And I was just a, you know, pretty young guy. And I was in my 20s. And so they were willing to pay me more than anybody else, way more than my boss, which frosted my, you know, my potential boss. And so they kept raising, so it almost doubled my salary, you know, just by making this move. And ultimately, so I decided to make the move. But the bottom line is government, I learned about government projects and how they are designed to just pay people to do way too much money to do, what they think needs to be done, and they make so many mistakes. And just as this dissemination and utilization task that we had, they ultimately decided that, you know, Vinny's recommendation of having, you know, the six guys who were actually designing the systems from, you know, one from each state, instead of having us take turns in writing a newsletter, which would be free, except for the 49 extra stamps we'd have to put on the newsletter. You know, 50 states, but you don't need to mail one to yourself, so it'd be 49 first class stamps. And they ultimately hired a consulting company to figure out what another company needed to do in order to send out the newsletter. Two consulting companies it took. Yeah, and that's what government people do. They hire somebody to do a job, and they call them an administrator. And then the administrator puts out a job vacancy for somebody to do the job. So they hire an administrator to do the job, but the administrator can't do the job, so they have to hire somebody else to do the job that the administrator was supposed to do. That's what happened to me. They hired a guy to do the job, and he couldn't do it, so they hired me to do his job. And he was frosted because I was paid more than he was, so he had to get more money. So he got more money because I was doing his job. So I had two of us.
Average government.
Dr. Sheila, I was there. I mean, I'm not, this isn't something I read about. I was there when this happened. So in the Tri-County Health Department in Colorado, Parker, Colorado, said that students in school must wear a mask, and the teachers wear a mask. And if the teachers don't wear a mask, the county can arrest them and prosecute them for not wearing a mask. But they can also prosecute the teacher if there's a student in the class who doesn't wear a mask. So how does this work? So now the teachers have become law enforcers at the risk of being arrested for not enforcing the mandate from the Tri-County Health Department in Parker, Colorado, where the health department says you'll wear a mask or you're going to be arrested by the police. So since when does the health department have the ability to arrest anybody? This is the creeping, not creepy, well, actually creepy and creeping, set of rules and regulations and the usurpation of authority that never existed. The health department doesn't have the authority to arrest people. They're not the police. Dr. Sheila, it's happening everywhere. And people, some people are rising up in righteous indignation. Other people saying, oh, well, I guess that's the way it is. I think it's an outrage. How can you make a teacher become a law enforcer for mask mandates and have the teacher be threatened with arrest and prosecution should some student not wear a mask. Absolutely over the top. This is dangerous.
Insanity. Yeah. That's all it is. Along with a lot of other things.
There's a study that it's on Daily Mail. It's claiming that children that have been exposed to higher levels of air pollution have a 50% higher chance of harming themselves. So they're saying that roughly 48% children that are exposed to particulate matter, meaning stuff flying in the air, pollution in the air, are 48% more likely to harm themselves than students who don't, or children who don't get exposed to this. So they're saying that there is a link to air pollution and mental health. And they're saying that high levels of nitrogen dioxide, which is air pollution, or a component of air pollution, is causing this self-harm. And we're finding that people are harming themselves, or cutting themselves, or committing suicide. And the study says that these higher levels of pollution can trigger inflammation in the brain. Dr. Shuley, any comments about, you know, breathing an exhaust pipe and having it, you know, cause us to,
interestingly,
to hurt ourselves? Because
in my opinion, to some extent, just breathing through a mask gives you higher pollution. My pulse goes up 10 to 12 points within a couple of minutes of putting a mask on. That means I'm breathing
more. Well, you're recycling
my own.
Yeah, you're recycling.
Yeah,
exhaust.
Waste product.
Right.
That's pollution.
And your body, right. So your body is designed to extract oxygen from the atmosphere. And if I remember correctly, the oxygen content is around 19%, but it keeps going down. It's not really reported, but it keeps going down because we're burning more oxygen with the fires. And I'm not just talking about, you know, forest fires, wildfires. I'm talking about all kinds of fires. I'm talking about oil burners in the winter that use oil to heat a house. But oil isn't going to burn without oxygen. So we consume the oxygen in all the oil burners throughout the world that are heating homes, all of these natural gas-fired electric power generation systems. The automobiles require oxygen for combustion. Now, there are diesel engines, trucks, tractors, farm tractors. All of these engines that use petroleum products burn up oxygen. And when they're done inhaling, you know, through the air intake and the air cleaner and all that into the engine, and after combustion happens, there's way less oxygen than there was before. So it seems to me that if we need oxygen to be healthy, and if we need oxygen to have our brains function properly and at an optimal level, and if we have less oxygen in the environment, the atmosphere, and we're clogging our lungs with particles so the oxygen can't be absorbed by our lung tissue, doesn't that mean that our brains are going to have a tougher time functioning as the rest of the body is?
Yep.
Okay, so what do we do, Dr. Shuley? Is there a solution other than moving outside the cities?
I don't know what to do except avoid it whenever possible.
Well, so taking a page out of your book, page out of my book, that's unfinished, my book is unfinished, we've moved to the country. We figured this out a long time ago, decades ago, that living in the cities is not healthy. I mean, you just look out a city window and see how clean it is. And you know, if they don't wash them early and often, see how filthy they are. And see how comfortable it is to be in a traffic jam where the cars are sitting idling in front of you, you know, while traffic's in gridlock, and how comfortable it is to breathe. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. I was offered a job in New York City at a brokerage house, Shearson, Hayden, Stone back then in the 70s. And I went for an interview, and I didn't like it. I didn't like the city environment. It's, all these taxis are running around. All these trucks and buses are running around on the streets. And then the air can't get into the city because all these buildings are blocking the flow of air. So it's like being in a box with an exhaust pipe, you know, stuck in the box. That's what it was like to me, and I didn't like it at all. And you know, that taught me right then and there that I didn't want to be any part of that. And that was way over 40 years ago, 50 years ago. So Dr. Shealy lives on a farm. We live on a farm. We figured it out. And back to this, these viruses being injected into plants, Dr. Shealy, it's absolutely crystal clear to me that we're going to have to grow our own food. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. But I want to be careful where I get my seed now. I hope that they will be forced
to
label the seed contaminated with the RNA virus as poison.
Yeah, and then this could happen. Oops, most so sorry. That batch, yeah. We'll try better next time. We're taking a look at, you know, the process and see who was involved and see how we can make sure that mislabeling doesn't happen again. So sorry. I mean, this kind of stuff happens all the time. I mean, animals get killed because the mixture was wrong or bacteria is wrong or dog food, contains ingredients that are killer ingredients, and cat food as well. Dr. Shealy, any recommendations on going forward, what people should be doing? I mean, we say it over and over and over, but any recommendation you have that you want to share with the class for avoiding?
Of course, at the top of my list is vitamin D3. 50,000 units once a week if you weigh 140 pounds or more, and every 10 days if you weigh under that. Of course, a good B complex such as our essentials, and an excellent vitamin C such as our youth formula. Those are absolutely essential in today's world because of contamination everywhere. And if you ever feel a bug coming on, you know what it feels like when you feel as if a virus is about to attack you. Then you take 150,000 units of vitamin D3 3 days in a row.
You know, and then you get back on your regular schedule of 50,000 once a week. Dr. Shealy, I'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, and if you'd like to call his office where he practices medicine, that's 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. That's in the Central Time Zone here in Missouri. And if you'd like to call tomorrow and talk with me, it'll be just me tomorrow, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. I'd love to hear from you about, have you implemented some of the things that Dr. Shealy's talked about, that we've talked about, that Kathy's talked about, Kyle, and the rest of us, Rich? Have you considered any of them? Have you implemented any? And I'd love to hear what happened if you did, or are you going to? Or have you tried something that we recommended or suggested or we do, and you find out it didn't work? I'd love to hear that as well. That would be tomorrow between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Central Time. Kathy's with us. Kathy, thank you for calling in.
Hi, Vince. Vince, I have a question for Dr. Shealy. What can you do for a ganglion, like behind the knee? That's what I think it is.
Well, unfortunately, the only thing I know that may remove a ganglion is surgery.
Okay.
You know, ganglions occur most often on the wrist, but they can occur behind the knee. And a good orthopedist should be able to take it out.
Okay.
I don't know a natural thing that will remove it.
Okay.
Dr. Shealy, do you recommend that surgery?
Well, I don't have a ganglion.
Do you recommend
if
that?
I had a patient with it causing a lot of pain. I would have them wrap the knee in castor oil for a month to be sure that didn't do something. Because it would be safe to do that. But if it didn't go away within a month, I would send them to a surgeon.
Okay, that's actually what I've been doing. I've been using castor oil, and I've also used frankincense. But you would wrap it and leave it on all day and not just apply it?
Well, at least overnight.
Okay.
If it's comfortable during the day.
Okay.
And by the way, Vince, frankincense is also Buzz Willard. It's the same thing.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, so it's been around for a couple thousand years. They used to give it as gifts.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. It was one of the of the gifts in the manger, yep. Vince, can I make a comment?
Absolutely.
One of our friends, his neighbor was running a fever, and he went to the hospital, and when he got to the hospital, they were all set to treat him, and everything was good. And as soon as they asked him if he had gotten the vaccine, he said no, and he said everything changed. They changed what they were going to do. Their demeanor changed. He said he got a very, very uncomfortable feeling. And he said, oh, no, we're going to do this. We're going to put you in this room. We're going to isolate you. We're going to. And he said, no. And he ended up checking himself out then.
So are you saying that there are two classes of people, those who are vaccinated and those who are not, and the medical treatment can be different based on which class you're in?
I think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's the same. It's the same with you told us about people who you know that get together, and if you've been vaccinated, you can spend time with them, and if you haven't been vaccinated, you're on the outside. They won't let you play with them, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's another situation, Kathy and Dr. Shuley. In China, there's been a study, and they found out that since the China genocide, the number of children who have developed myopia or nearsightedness in 2020 has doubled as compared with 2019. And it's believed that this result is because the children are spending more time indoors looking at screens than they used to, where they'd spend time looking at books and playing outside. So instead of using their eyes for near sight and far sight, they spend more of their time, greater proportion, nearsighted, looking at screens. And I remember my dad telling me when I was very, very young, when I was learning how to read, he'd say, okay, you know, here's how you read. You have the light over your left shoulder. Otherwise, you'll have a shadow. So your light, you know, incandescent light over your left shoulder. And you can read for about 20 minutes. And then you look out the window or go outside and spend some time looking far away. Otherwise, your eyes will get stuck looking just at near things. And your vision will become nearsighted. Dr. Shuley, have you ever heard of that?
Oh, yes. Every morning while I'm exercising, for 30 minutes of it, I'm standing near the window. And I look down at what I'm doing for 2 minutes, and then I look out the window way a mile away for 2 minutes. I go back and forth for the whole 30 minutes.
There you go.
My eyes to be able to focus on both.
Yep. Kathy, any quick questions? 20 seconds?
No, Vince, I just wanted to make that comment that that's what I experienced, and I agree with Dr. Shuley. I wouldn't do any hip surgery or whatever if I didn't have to.
Mm-hmm. Right. Dr. Shuley, thank you so much for being with us. Kathy, our domestic engineer, thank you for being with us today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.